7:40. If you want to know anything about COVID-19, you talk to Dr. Eileen Marty. But if you want to know anything and everything about hot dogs, you just get Vienna Beef's Bob Schwartz on the phone. Good morning and happy hot dog month of July to you, Bob.
Well, happy July 1st as well to you. And, you know, when you started off the morning playing Wake Up Sunshine by Chicago, I knew it was going to be a nice day.
Yeah, how about that? No rain for a while. First, I want to talk about Red Hot Ranch because the Sox are playing a day game today. And is that the hot dog stand in Bridgeport that you recommend?
Well, it's a great hot dog stand. That's one of the ones that when we talked last time about places near the ballparks, that was one of the ones that I had mentioned. And, you know, it's a Gene and Jude style or Jimmy's on Grand with the classic basic condiments and that comes with the fries on top. And it's really a great hot dog. And, you know, that's the same people that own this Red Hot Ranch, not to be confused with the original Red Hot Ranch that you and I remember that was on Devon Avenue.
Right.
And that was a totally different place that was owned and operated originally by Isabel and Al Deutsch. And they are in our Hot Dog Hall of Fame posthumously. I happen to know their daughter. And we presented the award to them on a New Year's Eve. So it was kind of a fun surprise. And that was a great place. And people went, the guys went to the Red Hot Ranch on Devon, but there was no place to sit. So the girls liked to go to the place down the street.
Bob Schwartz is the author of the book, Never Put Ketchup on a Hot Dog, the definitive Chicago hot dog stand history book. And in just a couple of minutes here, we'll let you call in and ask Bob about any hot dog stand you want. See if you can, I think we'll call it Stump the Stand Savant, Bob. And if people want to know the savant, that's you. Anybody wants to find out about the history of their neighborhood hot dog joint around Chicago or the suburbs, Bob will know. And you'll be able to call him in a minute at 312-981-7200. I was reading Chicago Magazine recently. They had a list. Everybody has their favorite hot dog stands. And they wrote about a place called Dave's that I don't know about, Bob. And is this right? It's the oldest stand in town?
It is. Yes. It's from 1938 is when it originally opened. The only disruption was during the riots of 1968, it got burned down and they opened up shortly thereafter across the street. So it had a brief interlude, but Dave is long gone, and there's a gal that owns the place whose name is Gina Fountain, and she has the biggest smile. She's a huge Bears fan, and she is just an oasis in what is a pretty tough neighborhood.
It's 3422 West Roosevelt Road for Dave's Red Hots, around since 1938. We're talking hot dogs because it's July and it's hot dog month. Bob Schwartz from Vienna Beef with us. Are you ready to take some calls, Bob, from people who want to know the history of their favorite joints?
Well, we can do that anytime you want.
All right, let's start with Patrick calling from downtown. Pat, got a favorite? You want to know the history? Go ahead.
I was at a place yesterday, Bob, at 99th and Western. It's been serving Vienna hot dogs since 1960. You know the name, Bob?
Well, it might have been Snyder's, but there are a couple down that way. And
this one was Jansen's.
Oh, Jansen's. That's been there for a long, long time. And
yeah,
that's been a favorite in that whole Beverly area. And
right.
It's been one of those places that has been a hangout for generations.
Patrick, it's impossible to stump the Stan Savant. Hold on. I got a WGN Radio Retro logo T-shirt for you. Thanks for calling. And Gus is in Arlington Heights. Hey, Gus, what's your question?
Hey, Bob. Back in the day on Golf Road in Niles, just a store away from Zweig's Deli, was a place called Schecks.
Schecks. Well, I remember Frankenfries. Was there?
Nah, Frankenfries was way after Schecks. It right now, Schecks became a Greek restaurant called Mykonos.
Wow, you're going way. Niles. Yeah, you're going way back,
I'm going
Gus.
Way back. Going way back.
How old are you,
Bob Surratt? Bob Surratt, I'm going back to when one of your relatives was a teacher at my grammar school, Mrs. Surratt.
Oh, that's right. That's
Shelly Nathanson.
Judd's mom. Hang on, Gus. Don't go away. We'll get you something from the prize closet here. Joe, calling in from Waukegan. You want to know the history of your favorite old place, Joe?
Good morning. Bob, this one should be an easy one. I met you yesterday at this Northwest stand in Buffalo Grove. My name is Joe, and I told you about my story.
I remember, Joe. You know what? That's at Wiener Take Off, and,
yes, sir.
Which is a great hot dog stand. And it's, you know, I was telling your story to a couple of people last night, Joe. And for the listeners and Bob Surratt, Joe's son, Joe and his son used to come in to Wiener Take All. His son, your son passed away about 9 years ago.
Yes, 2012, yesterday, June 30th.
Yeah, and although he lives, Joe lives in the western suburbs now, but he goes back every year on the day that his son passed away to grab hot dogs for everybody from Wiener Take All. And ironically, I was there, and I guess we had signed a book for him what was your son's name?
Andrew Park.
Andrew. Okay. Well, I had mixed emotions seeing you yesterday, as I do today, but I thank you, you know, for telling the story yesterday, and certainly for calling in today.
Appreciate it, Joe. Let's get to some texts here. Oh, this is what I think you know about Bob Schwartz. Somebody asking about Skyway Doghouse on 95th. What's the story of that place?
That's one of my favorite places. You know that's one of the reasons that I started the Hot Dog Hall of Fame and wrote the book, because here was a guy's name is Bob Polk that runs that owns it, and he had and the first time I was there, he had a copy of a Tribune ad that he had taken out on the wall, and it said Skyway Doghouse 25 years, where are they now? And he talked about every person that ever worked for him was mentioned, and even gave a little synopsis of a few folks. And I think that that tells a story of how great these hot dog stands are that are around a long time, because they treat their customers like family and they treat their help like family.
Only in Chicago. Bob, you mentioned the Hot Dog Hall of Fame a couple of times. For people who don't know about it, what's the story there?
Well, the Hall of Fame is kind of a virtual thing right now. We did have a Hall of Fame place in the old plant on Damon, but it is on our website, and it's a way of us saying thank you to those folks that brought us to the dance with them. And there are operators that have been in business for 20 years or more. That's a round number. I did make one exception with Hot Doug. I took the Sandy Koufax rule. I had a shorter career of a great who had a great curveball.
Right.
But we did a Hot Dog Hall of Fame presentation last week down in the Loop on Luke's on Italian Beef on Jackson, and it was great. There were some TV cameras there, and the mayor even showed up late for the presentation because she was, that was the day, was the last day of school, and she was making an appearance there, but she was there, and that's one of the places she goes to. We are doing one out in the suburbs in Elk Grove Village on July 27th called Bubby's. Andy Arnowitz is a guy who grew up wanting to open a hot dog stand, and he did just that.
Again, only in Chicago, these great stories. Ron from Mount Prospect has a question for Bob Schwartz, Senior VP of Vienna Beef. Go ahead, Ronnie. Ron, are you with us?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. What's your question? Go ahead.
Bob Schwartz, Ron Samario.
Oh, my gosh. Ronnie Samario, I think about you often. To all that are listening, Ron Samario was the guy that really owned Roma's Beef, Italian Beef, on Cicero Avenue by Montrose for years and years and years. And he was the face behind it, and he was very close friends with a lot of WGN past cast members like Bob Collins. Hmm. And who's the other one?
Spike, probably, and some other folks, I'm sure.
A little bit.
it appears as though you have all your friends calling this morning, Bob. Any bill collectors you want me to screen out? Let me know.
Well, I'm glad that Ron called because I haven't talked to him in a long time, and I've owed him a call, so I'm glad he called you.
Well, we have to get together for hot dogs soon. It's hot dog month, after all. Not that we need an excuse, do we?
No, we need no excuse. Matter of fact, this is the first time I think I'm talking to you without a hot dog at noon somewhere.
Yeah, all right. Well, see you at Poochie's or Superdog or one of our favorites very soon. And again, if you can find it, it's a great history book about Chicago hot dog stands. Never put ketchup on a hot dog.
Yeah.
Good luck trying to find it, but, you know, you got to come up with a new version.
I know. Well, maybe you'll sponsor it, huh?
All right. Watch for the updated version soon. Thanks, Bob. Have a good one.
You bet. Have a great fourth.
Thank you, sir.